it. So tell me about this 578 that I heard you talking about. Do you like it? I was looking at him. I had him in my cart, and then I did build a man bag, and I ultimately went with another Icon 2730B. But I hear those 578s pretty sweet.
I'm barely early in on it, and, you know, admittedly, I knew this hobby just listening around Christmas last year and didn't get my license until May, and I don't get a lot of time starting on my cheap bow thing. Since then, when you guys started getting into DMR, I just went and bought a cheap bow thing. I mean, I've had the FTM 150 in the truck since, like, June, and that's great. But I bought a bow thing DM32, I think. I've had two of them now. HT, just to see if I could do DMR and wanted to do it before I buy a nice radio. And then bought this. And my initial thoughts are, yeah, I needed more power so I could put it in the shack down here and get out to DMR with a little more reliability. But the HT, this Baofeng, two things. This Baofeng compared to the first one I had was a K5 Plus that piqued my interest. And it works. It is what it is, but the menus suck. It's hard to program. This Baofeng was better, and you can program it from the computer, although I haven't even done that yet. Figured out the DMR, no problem. I would say that this D78, or 578, works great. It's almost like the menus and everything. I swear this 578 comes out of, well, we know it comes out of China, but I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out of the same damn factory. They are that close. But I'm good with the Baofeng, and this works great, and I've got, I don't know if you heard me tell Tom, I put the whole global database of contacts in here, and I was hearing people yesterday talking on Statewide One, and you can see who it is and with their call sign and name, so it's kind of cool.